Audio Zero.
I met a man yesterday. He asked me, "Whom am I voting for?" I told him. He shrugged his shoulders and said, "That's a wasted vote." I looked him straight in the eye and said, "No, this is a wasted election. Politics of the belly, you can't even counter-check facts on the telly. How can we win when they've been telling the media what to print? This is mayor politics. They say life is good and we're all enjoying. The youths have been empowered when the only youth empowerment out here is Bolabet. Students are starving on the necks of their union, crying out for student loan. Don't call it student aid if you're not helping anybody. Student lives matter, and graduates too. Waving degrees in the air while standing in the heat of unemployment, desperately asking, must we be cadres to have a share in this? They told us education was the key, but who changed the locks and locked us out? We are ruled by a system that has zero accountability, and no one can locate donor money. The auditor's report is swept under the mat as another allowance-earning debate at parliament. How can we stand proud and free as a nation when a toll plaza is said to be more expensive than a gold mine, while cadres are ready to maim each other depending on political regalia? We have a dysfunctional political system that can no longer discuss ideas, but is rooted in character assassination and stronghold built in tribal loyalty. Politics is now seen as a form of employment. Mother Zambia has been hassled. The national treasure is empty, but politicians have become so rich they can even donate to the country. The irony. The opposition has no proper plan. How can we believe them when their manifesto is said to be prejudiced? So as a nation, we are caught between a rock and a hard place. No one is talking about things that matter to me. I want affordable data bundles, employment for graduates, leadership that is accountable, a functional healthcare system. This should not be much to ask for. When he said, my vote was a wasted vote, there was no malice in his voice. He genuinely believed that we should vote strategically because that's our best option. Don't make this another wasted election.